Welcome to Build As You Glow. I'm Karma, founder of Consulting Karma. What brought you here? Maybe you love your job but want another source of income. Maybe you want to build something your family can carry forward. Or maybe the work you counted on is no longer there and starting a business wasn't exactly your plan. You don't have to have dreamed of being an entrepreneur to explore whether a business could fit your life. Today, we're talking about starting where you stand, finding possibilities in your hobbies, your experiences, and the problems you know how to solve, without pretending your bills and responsibilities have disappeared. Let's get into it. Let's start with something that doesn't always make it into the entrepreneurship conversation. Not everybody starts a business because they've been dreaming about it since childhood. Sometimes you start looking because your hours were cut. The applications aren't getting responses. The job you have isn't using your abilities. Or your paycheck covers today, but you want more choices for tomorrow. And for Black women, we need to acknowledge the employment picture without turning every struggle into a lesson about working harder. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate for Black women aged 16 and older averaged 6.7% in 2025, compared with 3.6% for white women in the same age group. Those figures use 11 months of data because October's survey wasn't collected during the federal government shutdown. That statistic doesn't tell us why each person was unemployed. It also doesn't count every woman who has a job but needs more hours, better pay, or work that uses her skills. So, if you're looking for another path, that doesn't automatically mean you failed at the first one. Sometimes we have to make a way out of no way, but I want us to talk about what that means in practice, not just put it on a mug and leave you to figure everything out. Ideally, you would explore self-employment with some savings, steady support, and time to test your idea. But life doesn't always give us that kind of runway. If you're starting under pressure, the pressure is real. A business idea is not a guaranteed paycheck, and you don't need another person telling you to leap without looking. You can continue looking for work while exploring something of your own. You can start small. You can decide that an idea is worth investigating without deciding that it has to support your entire household next month. Now, where do you look for that idea? Start with three places: your hobbies, your experiences, and your problems. What do you enjoy doing enough that you keep learning about it? What have you learned through work, family, or everyday life that someone else might find useful? And what problem keeps making you think there has to be a better way to do this? Maybe you're the person everyone calls when they need an event organized. Maybe you figured out how to simplify a confusing process. Maybe you make something that people keep asking about. These are clues. They're not proof of a business yet. If it got your attention, it might get someone else's. The next step is finding out whose attention and whether solving that problem matters enough for them to pay for help. Here's an example. Suppose you love organizing your own workspace. That interest could stay a hobby, and that's perfectly fine. Or you might discover that other small business owners struggle to organize their supplies, their files, or their weekly tasks. Before buying equipment or building a whole website, talk to a few of those people. Ask what's difficult. Ask what they've already tried. Listen for what they actually need, not just what you're excited to offer. That conversation helps you move from "I enjoy this" toward "I understand a problem I might be able to help solve." Your purpose doesn't have to arrive as one dramatic revelation. Sometimes clarity comes from noticing a pattern, trying something small, and paying attention to what you learn. That's where the Purpose Pathway Workbook fits into this conversation. It's a digital, printable workbook you can use as a starting point for exploring your interests and possible direction. It isn't a promise of instant income. It's room to think before you rush into building something. For today, choose one interest, name one problem connected to it, and identify one person you could talk with. You don't need 10 business ideas and 7 subscriptions before you have that conversation. And yes, I love a beautiful workspace, a statement shirt, and a hot pink moment. There's room to enjoy becoming the person who builds. Just remember that the look supports the work. It doesn't replace it. You can find the Purpose Pathway Workbook on the Consulting Karma website. If you already have it, open it back up with today's questions in mind. You don't have to know your entire future to take one thoughtful step. I'm Karma, and this is Build As You Glow. Start where you stand. Stay curious about what's possible. If you're ready to stop circling your ideas and start identifying what could fit your life, begin with The Purpose Pathway. It's a digital, printable workbook designed to help you explore your interests, recognize your strengths, and uncover the problems you may be equipped to solve. You'll find the link in the description below and give yourself permission to build while you're still becoming.